The Texas Travel Information Center in Orange nestles into thick foliage along Interstate 10 near the Louisiana border and nearly disappears from view. But westbound motorists can't miss this roadside oasis, and not just because of the familiar blue sign that says rest stop ahead. Out front, a 34-foot-high steel star marks the spot. Six flags fly from poles the same height, reminders of the state's colorful past. Yet the travel center, the busiest welcome mat in Texas, is far from showy or larger than life. PBK Architects of Houston designed it to resemble the rustic fishing camps that dot the bayous of the Sabine River. The large main building, set on cement stilts, and seven smaller picnic shelters are simple squares constructed of unpainted native cypress. Planks and beams are exposed at the ceilings. Standing seam metal roofs reflect the sun to help keep the interior cool. Visitors enter the travel center by a covered wooden ramp. A wall of full-length windows at the back reveals its finest feature, lush Blue Elbow Swamp. It's home to birds, fish, turtles, alligators, and the occasional wild boar. Outside, there's a spacious deck furnished with rockers and benches. The deck narrows into a long meandering boardwalk which stretches out of sight 615 feet into the marshy landscape. Every so often, the walkway veers off slightly to avoid pines and moss-draped cypress trees in its path. Then it widens to accommodate seating and illustrated exhibits about the history and ecosystem of the swamp. The center was completed in 2000. Each year, 500,000 travelers take a break to use its spick-and-span restrooms, pick up brochures about Texas attractions, or just set a spell on the back porch and drink in the sights and sounds of nature before returning to the highway.